Feely News-Mirrorman. I'm Carol Bowman. Former longtime Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir goes on trial Tuesday in Khartoum for his role in the military coup which initially brought him to power 3 decades ago. The former head of state is already serving a 2-year prison term for corruption. He was ousted from power last year following nationwide anti-government protests. The 76-year-old al-Bashir and 16 others have been implicated in the 1989 military takeover of the government. The trial comes as Sudan's transitional government launches reforms with the goal of regaining acceptance among the international community. Sudan has also promised to hand over al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on war crimes and genocide charges related to the 2003 Darfur conflict when rebels began an insurrection to protest the Sudanese government's disregard for the non-Arab people in the western region. At least 300,000 people died during the conflict, and millions of others were displaced. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone and reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation in that country. The U.N.'s International Organization for Migration, or IOM, says more than 10,000 people in this conflict-ridden country have fled their homes since April in fear of contracting COVID-19. Nearly 6 years of conflict in Yemen have displaced more than 3 million residents within their country, again with the novel coronavirus being the latest cause of internal displacement. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says the impact on the most vulnerable is particularly acute, with people even selling their children's clothes to meet basic needs, and former maids begging in the streets because employers are afraid to hire them in case they may be infected. World Health Organization says that infections in Yemen could be over 1,600, including 400 deaths. This is VOA News. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic, though. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against the virus. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. And in China, where the outbreak began last year, the Chinese health authority said Tuesday that 11 new COVID-19 cases were reported on the Chinese mainland Monday, with 8 being domestically transmitted cases. No new deaths or new suspected cases were reported. In Mexico, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he would maintain a less confrontational approach to battling drug gangs, even after one of Mexico's most powerful cartels showcased its firepower in a video that stunned Mexicans. The video, purportedly shot by the Jalisco New Generation cartel, went viral on social media. It showed dozens of armed gang members in bulletproof vests in front of armored cars painted in military-style camouflage. López Obrador said he would not repeat the mistakes of previous administrations that failed to contain cartel violence, which surged after former President Felipe Calderón launched a military-led crackdown on the gangs in late 2006. The president said his government would face down the gangs with intelligence rather than force, focusing on poverty and other root causes of crime. With homicides reaching record levels, the president has come under growing scrutiny of his security policy, dubbed by himself as one of hugs and not bullets. Workers from the service industry, fast food chains, and the gig economy are among those rallying with organized labor to protest systematic racism and economic inequality. The workers are staging demonstrations across the United States and worldwide, seeking better treatment of Black citizens in the workplace. Organizers say at least 20,000 workers in 100 cities walked off the job, inspired by the racial reckoning that followed the deaths of several Black men and women in the U.S. at the hands of police. The protest drew people whose jobs don't allow them to work from home during the pandemic, like healthcare, construction, and transportation workers. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman from Washington.